Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Hello.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and with my co-hosts Chris and Mark. But before I ask them to say hello, I want to make an announcement. You know, a lot of times people don't realize when they need spiritual food because they be going through stuff and they be saying, why me, Lord? Why am I always going through stuff? Well, I'll tell you what, I got some news for you. If you're in the Phoenix City, Alabama, or Columbus, Georgia, Alabama, or wherever you may be and you're riding through, this coming October the 6th, put it on your calendar, is the homecoming of South Girard Church of Christ, which is across the street at 520 Fontaine, is at South Girard Middle School. But anyway, after the sermon that day, they have a fellowship behind there where them sisters, they're going to whip up that home-cooked food that make you want to drive miles to get to it. So you need to be there. And from Monday through Thursday, they're having guests all week for the gospel meeting, different preachers bringing out the word. And I'm telling you, if you're feeling sad when you walk through the door, you're going to come out feeling fulfilled and everything will be good. So I'm going to let everybody know, tell your friends, Phoenix City, Alabama, October the 6th. Come and worship the South Girard Church of Christ. The address is 520 Fontaine, across the street from South Girard Middle School. And that's my public announcement for today. So I want to say hi to Chris and Mark. How y'all doing?
Hello, Terry.
Hey, darling. How are you, Phyllis?
I'm great. How
Mark?
Are you?
I'm good. Chris, how y'all doing?
I'm good.
Now, I don't know why they are not answering, but anyway, let's get this party started. Yes, Chris, did you have your phone muted by any chance?
No, my phone wasn't muted. I said hello.
Well, you just said hello. I've been calling you, but neither here nor there. You're on the mic now. I've been trying to get a hold of Mark, but okay. But our special guest has over 15 years' knowledge in doing taxes and being an accountant. And now that we're getting close to the tax year coming through, I want to ask my
Can you hear me now?
Mark, I hear you now.
Yes.
But you need to.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Mute your mic, Mark, until you're going to ask the question because I'm having feedback on your line. Anyway, I'll get Phyllis a. His knowledge and doing taxes and stuff like that, being in accounting. So maybe Phyllis will talk a little bit about herself and why did she go from whatever she decided to do, becoming an accountant.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I worked for Bank of America for a lot of years, and I got hurt on the job, and I couldn't understand why I was always having to pay taxes. So I went through and I took the tax course through H&R Block, and I did really well at it, and they asked me if I would work for them, and that's how I got started doing taxes. And the reason that I do taxes is because I like to educate people about their taxes, because a lot of times people will just come in, have their tax person do their taxes, they sign them, and they never know what they're signing. So I like to educate my clients about their taxes. So that's why I do
that. Well, let me ask you a question before I take it over to my co-host. I know people are hurting for money and they're doing their best trying to find legitimate loopholes so they can get some of their money back. Now, because a person who goes to H&R Block or whoever, because they don't know, are there any loopholes where people can get government money or whatever so they don't take a big chunk out of their money when they file taxes? What can you tell the people listening, you know, to help them get more money than what they're already getting and do it legally? I'm not talking about paying 20 children and you only got one. You know, I'm talking about something legal they can do that they're not aware of.
Okay. Well, for one thing, what you can do is you make sure that you keep track of your expenses. And now with this new Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was enacted for 2018, it's really hard to find things to do because they set limits. It used to be you could write off your mortgage interest and your car tags and things like that, Mm-hmm. But now in order to write all of that off, you have to make more than whatever they allow for your standard deduction.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, the standard deduction was $24,000 for a married couple. So in order to write anything off, it had to come to more than that $24,000. And most people paid last year than any other year. So my advice would be to make sure you have enough coming out of your paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're self-employed, you need to make sure you set aside money.
Okay.
For your
good
taxes.
Advice.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris.
So,
I know you got a question.
Yes, Phyllis. This is Chris Michael Ward. My question is, in your opinion, what is the good thing about taxes?
Well, I never thought about that, Chris. I always just grew up knowing that you had to pay taxes.
Yeah. All right. I always thought that maybe there was a good and a bad side. Okay.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. But I know it was initially set aside for people who needed assistance, you know, to run the government, people who needed assistance. That's where welfare came in. So now the government spends more than we take in, so I have no idea what good comes from it, but it does fund our government, so that's all I can tell you right now.
Okay, wonderful.
Perfect.
So, Mark, this is your opportunity to ask our guest a question. Mark? Okay, well, since I don't seem to be able to pick Mark up.
Can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
I can hear you now.
Terry?
Yes, Mark. Mark, ask your question. Okay, well, something must be wrong with his phone. Make sure your phone is not in mute status, Mark. Okay, well, with that being done, okay. Are you still working for H&R Block with you to taxes?
I still work for H&R Block, but this is my last year because, to be honest with you, I think H&R Block charges way too much for, you know, to do an individual's taxes. And it gets really frustrating when you see people paying, and to me, they're not getting the value for what. And now that they passed that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the tax code is really pretty simple. Either you can claim it or you can't. You know, you can claim additional deductions or you can't. There's no in between. So this is going to be my last year. And now I have my own business. I sell paparazzi jewelry. So this is going to be my last year of doing taxes for Block.
Yeah, I understand that paparazzi jewelry, everything is only $5. It's really nice.
It's really nice product. Everything's lead and nickel free. And you can't beat the value, and that means a lot to me, value.
Exactly. It means a lot to everybody because we ain't got money stored away. I'm going to try one more time to see if Mark can hear me because, Mark, are you still there? Okay, well, I'm going to go to Chris. Chris, ask your next question, darling.
All right. Phyllis, my question is, I know it's not really on the topic of taxes, but can you explain to me what paparazzi jewelry is?
Paparazzi jewelry is a faith-based company. It was built on the premise of integrity and, you know, being ethical about what you do. Everything that Paparazzi sells is lead and nickel free, and they're all $5. You buy each necklace comes with a matching pair of earrings for $5. Earrings are $5 if you want to upgrade to different earrings, and bracelets are $5. And we're just getting into a men's line now, so I'm really excited about that. And everything for the men will be $5 as well.
Oh, well, I can elaborate for Chris. The word paparazzi is the people who will be having their cameras trying to take a camera picture of you, like if you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
That's why it's called paparazzi jewelry. It's jewelry that will make people want to take your picture, is what this is trying to do. But on that note, I need to take a small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Stand by.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. The things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
What is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Well, welcome back to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. Now, the question that I have for you, Phyllis, you said that this is your last year doing income taxes, and you're going to start your own jewelry, paparazzi jewelry. Well, as an accountant, I'm sure you had to weigh the pros and the cons, see whether it would be beneficial. How do you think that's going to work? I mean, are you really serious about just giving up everything? Because you still have bills to pay like everybody else. You really think it's that lucrative because the price is so reasonable that you'll sell enough to pay your electricity, whatever?
I really do. I really believe in the product. And I believe that if you market it, you can do really well. So the way that Paparazzi works, as a consultant, I buy each piece for $2.75, and we have to sell everything for $5. So that's a 46% profit on each piece.
Yes.
So if you sell 15 pieces, you make $75. And if you turn around and invest that $75 into more pieces, then it's worthwhile. But you really have to be consistent, and you really have to market yourself. And that's why I do the lives. And that's where I've gotten most of my sales, other than face-to-face sales.
That's wonderful. I'm happy for you because I'm serious. I would be afraid to take a company, because you know how sometimes women buy a lot of jewelry and they stop, you know, even though it might be reasonable. But y'all got some nice stuff. I've seen it. I bought some for me and my mom. So you're absolutely right. You got this one bracelet that I got about four rows of rhinestones on it and it snapped. Oh, I love that bracelet. And now some of the stones that came out, I got to buy another one.
Wow, that's
so
great to hear.
You can talk to me afterwards. Okay, Phyllis,
let's
get to the last question there, baby.
All right, Phyllis, my question is, did you have to go to school to do taxes, or is that something that you don't have to go to school for?
Well, you have to take a tax course, and that was 11 weeks, and every year I have to have 30 hours of new tax classes. And the update. So, yes, every year we have to take more to keep our licenses. In California, you have what's called a CTEC. That's a California tax license in order to be able to work in California. And then the federal one is called the P10. And you have to have those hours in order to update your license every year.
Okay.
That's wonderful. So before we go, because the clock is winding down, what advice, other than keep all your receipts, can you tell people out there that's going to help benefit them this year? What kind of things they can get, like, you know, for instance, a student loan, can they write part of that off, because that's expensive? I mean, what kind of things people normally don't know they can write off that they can write off?
Okay, that's a good question. Now, I don't know if everyone out there knows, but there's one loan called the American Opportunities Act. It's a college loan. I'm sorry, it's not a loan. It's a credit. And you can get up to $1,500 back depending on your expenses. And you have to have a 1098-T, which you get from your college, in order to write it off. And you can write off your college expenses, and you can get up to $1,500 cash back. You can write off $2,500. So it's a really
good.
Yeah, that's the American Opportunities credit. And then also, if you have been in school and you pay student loans, you can write off that interest as well. So there are opportunities out there.
Yes. So are you going to have a party like on TV, a girl's got a case of I quit. Are you going to have an I quit party?
what I'll do is I'm going to bow out gracefully, because my clients, I have about 200 clients that I serve at H&R Block. And I'll probably do them on my own. I'm sorry. I am. I'm gonna open up my own.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Because they'll come to you, so they know you've been getting the money back.
Right. Right.
Let me ask you a question. Suppose you were taking care of a person, whether they senior citizens or younger. Is it true that all they gotta do is show at least 6 months of taking care of a person, and they can write them off?
Well, it depends on. There are three criteria for being able to write someone off. They have to, you have to show that they live with you, other than a parent. A parent doesn't have to live with you. But they have to have residence. Usually for a child, the child tax credit, now those are good credits to have. The child tax credit, you have to have residence, relationship, and support. So if you take care of
somebody. Okay, well, real quick, this is my last question. Okay, this is my last question. This is for the LBG community. You know, a lot of times, you know, some of them are married, some haven't got got married. In some states it's legal, but, you know, I don't know what Trump is trying to do. But for the ones that are living together, can they be written off because it's like a spouse, whether they got married or not? Can they write them off, and what requirements do they need to have to do that?
Well, if they support that person, if they pay for more than half of that person's support, they can use them as a dependent. And
okay.
All they would get is $500 after these new tax laws.
Okay, well, every little bit counts. And I know if you go to a thrift store and throw some clothes at them people, you can write that up too as a charitable donation. But real quick, Phyllis, how can people get a hold of you? And what media site are you on, because we're winding down?
Okay. Well, I have my paparazzi. It's Paparazzi Accessories, and my consultant number is 273-385, and that's one way they can get a hold of me. And then again, I am still employed at H&R Block, so if someone needed to get in touch with me, they could do that. I can give you my email address, which is Phyllis in Charge, PhyllisInCharge @gmail.com.
I like that, Phyllis in Charge @gmail.com. I love that. And you go, girl. But look, after you sit there and you have your last little celebration with H&R Block, come back. Let us know how you're doing with your paparazzi jewelry.
Okay.
And we'll do a show about, you know, going from there to there, the transition. So on that note, me and Chris will say good night. Mark, he's dropped off somewhere. I don't know where he's at. And I wish you a great weekend, darling, and upcoming week. I'd be blessed. But anytime you got some news you want to share, give me a call. And, you know,
I sure will. Thank you so much. This has been a blast.
Darling, I'm so welcome
much.
That you're here.
Coming on.
And you have a blessed weekend. Ain't that right, Chris?
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
You guys too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby. Take care now.
Bye bye.
I recall when we first met a long time ago. How could I forget the way I felt when I first laid eyes on you? I remember saying to my friends, there is my future wife, and then I took the step to meet someone who would change my life. It had to